Blog Talk Radio. So I say unto you this morning, let the Lord let it go with you to work this morning. While you're driving your car, Lord, let it rest in you. Oh yes, you can take this presence that you're now receiving. Yes, you're now receiving the presence of the Lord. You can take it in the grocery store. You can take it on your job. You can take it to school. The presence of the Lord never has to cease. As long as He has an invitation, as long as you hunger and thirst after Him, He'll come nigh to you. You need to say it this morning. Let your presence gently rest upon my heart. Lord, let your presence without your presence.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and your mighty move in our lives and over this I Am That I Am, Bread Tabernacle Ministries, over this radio block show. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus Christ and to do the will of our Almighty Father, God Almighty. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. May God's perfect will be done in our lives. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, your power, and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airwaves and our hearts. Release your glories in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of righteousness, truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh manna, holy manna, from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ and purified with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us always magnify the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for our most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from your holy throne room, enforcing your love, your grace, and your biddings in our lives. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His Holy Spirit. This is Apostle Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This is a praise, worship, and prayers early devotion. Please join us as we go into prayers. Our Father, my God, we praise you and we thank you. Your word says in everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thanks for your sustaining grace. Thanks for you are always faithful. And thanks for loving us so much that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you and love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, cyberspace networks, this radio block, and over our families, homes, and ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke a covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your armor, the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our Lord is girded with truth, according to Ephesians 6, 10-18. Thanks for being a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, according to Zechariah 2, 5. Thanks for your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your bidding in our lives. Thank you for an open heaven. Thank you for open heavens. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and thank you for souls being saved. for healing, deliverance, restoration taking place. Even as we pray, we bless you. We thank you in Jesus' holy name. We pray, amen and amen. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Father. And hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We just want to say, I just want you to just begin to thank the Lord. Wherever you are this morning, just begin to thank him for his goodness. Thank him for waking you up this morning. Thank you for his grace. Thank him for his love. Thank you that you are alive. Thank him that you are in good health. Thank you that although there may be problems, that you are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will not be sad. I will not be defeated. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives by faith in me. I am blessed. I am healed. I am delivered. I'm set free. Sickness cannot dwell in me. The number of my days he will fulfill. Sin cannot dominate me. Jesus Christ is my Lord. I am in him. His word dwells in me richly. I am more than a conqueror because of his love. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I can do all things by Christ. He is my strength as the redeemer of the Lord. I say so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us listen to one more song of worship, and then we get into the word of God. Hallelujah.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, Savior. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you are on earth. Of all the kings,
a
carpenter. You are the
Lord. Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer.
Born in a manger,
but on a tree,
you died to save your man.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we are going to go into the Word of God. Father, we bless you and we thank you for your Word coming forth this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, let your Word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let us not speak, let me not speak in the wisdom of man, but in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Let your Word, Father, for thirsty hearts of those that are listening in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Word, which is a two-edged sword. We thank you for your Word that will bring healing, restoration, and encouragement to our spirit, soul, and bodies. Father God, I hide behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me, I decrease. And Jesus, let the Holy Spirit increase and fill me up. Use me as a vessel to bring the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The theft of a vineyard, 1 Kings 21, 1 to 21. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me that thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. For if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came unto his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite has spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would not eat. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite and said unto him, give me thy vineyard for money, or else if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise, and eat bread, and let thy heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and sealed them with a seal, and we sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in the city dwelling with Naboth. She wrote in the letters, saying, proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. And said two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, thou didst blaspheme God and the king. And then carry him up and stone him, that he may die. And the men of the city, even the elders of the nobles who were in evidence in the city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, as it was written in the letters which she had sent unto them. They proclaimed a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came unto two men, children of Belial, children of the devil, and sat before him, and the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones, that he died. Then they went to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive but dead. And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold,
He is in the vineyard. And whether he has gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus says the Lord, as thou killed and also taken possession. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus says the Lord, in the place where dogs lick, the blood of Nabal shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, hast thou found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of God. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away the prosperity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. Blessed be the reading of the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us have a privilege of living in a land where on paper actually there was no trespass, Lord. But this was because the land belongs to the Lord itself. Surely, Lord, land can be shared today in the special status of ancient Israel. Yet there is the acknowledgement that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 10, 26 implies in never defense of his inheritance. Nabal was defending his inheritance. King Ahab had a summer place right next to Nabal's vineyard. Number one, he desired to purchase the man's land to make a vegetable garden. Number two, nothing wrong in that, so it would seem an ample compensation was being offered. Yet, the vineyard was not Nabal's to sell. Number three, it had been given as his inheritance, keeping in with the laws of division of the Lord's land. You can read that because the Lord has special laws, and it's in Joshua 13:6-7. So Nabal could not give that inheritance away. And King Ahab knew. Now, King Ahab was a sulky character, cutulent in extreme when he did not get what he wanted. True to character, Ahab took to his bed, turned his face to the wall, and refused to eat just because someone would not give him their inheritance. Then his evil wife Jezebel comes into the room, upbraiding him for not asserting his kingly authority, and announced that she would get him his vineyard. His sinister game, her Jesus game, and made travesty of the Lord, manipulated, lied, and collaborated. And then hid the face under the cloak of religion in the name of the king. She had the elders of the city proclaim a solemn fast. Manipulation. There she had them place false witness to accuse the good man of blasphemy. Nabal was taken out and stoned to death. An Old Testament precursor of Stephen, Acts 16:13, Acts 7:59. When we look at the death of Stephen, he was stoned to death in the book of Acts. Walking in the ways of Jesus, when you are trying to do the right thing, when you are doing the right thing, there are persecutions that come along the way. Hallelujah. Mark 14:63-64. Let's look at Mark 14:63-64. When you're walking in the way of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mark 14:63-64. It says, Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, what need be any further witness? Ye have heard the blasphemy that think, what think ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. This is something that happened to Jesus Christ, innocent, Stephen innocent, but yet they said they were guilty. And one of the things they used blasphemy. Ahab had been directly involved in this ghastly chess action. But the minute he heeded his wife in rising up to take possession, he became an accessory after the sex. Hence, Elijah's accusation, have you killed and also taken possession? Who was King Ahab to take possession of another man's inheritance? Why did he do it? One is put in mind of Nathan's parable to David, 2 Kings 12:4, which also involved the murder of an innocent man to please the inquisitiveness of a king. This is something David did with Uriah when an innocent man was killed because he wanted Bathsheba. That is in the book of 2 Kings 12:1. Elijah's pronouncement against Ahab was in the words of one of Gilbert's and Solomon's operas, punishment to fit the crime. In 1817, Ahab accused Elijah of being the one who troubles Israel, to which Elijah replied that it was Ahab. Because of his rebelliousness, he was the one troubling Israel. Now Ahab addresses Elijah as my enemy, at which Elijah accused Ahab and having sold himself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Jesus says those who habitually commit sin are slaves to sin. It is in the book of John 8:34. Those who habitually commit sin are slaves to sin. Paul indicated that those who are set free from sin become slaves to righteousness, Romans 6:18. Which kind of so-called slavery do we prefer? Because you have done evil, said Elijah in the word of the Lord, I will bring evil on you, verses 20 and 21. Evil may be a moral indictment as in 20 or a disaster in the case brought on the Lord's judgment as in verse 21:8. Both are the same word in the original Hebrew. Evil because of that sin that Ahab had done, and manipulation, follow his words, and sin against God, sin against Israel, an innocent man, was killed because of that. So we see that judgment is coming on Ahab. Some of us, hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next one. So when we look at Ahab, we talked about Ahab yesterday. And we talk about Jezebel, and we saw the end results of what happened to Jezebel yesterday. And so we just because, and this morning, I wanted to bring this to you so we can see the whole conclusion of the what happened before we went to part two, when Jehu was anointed to kill Ahab and Jezebel and get rid of the family because of this evil manipulation, collaboration, worshiping false idols, being in sin with his wife, doing what is evil in the sight of God. Hallelujah. One of the things the Lord watches are he that keepeth Israel, not asleep or slumber. Hallelujah. We have to be careful how we do things as Christians. Ahab was the king of Israel. Hallelujah. And look what he did. He took advantage of his kingship. He knew that he was supposed to take advantage of Naboth and rejected what wasn't for him. We have to be careful. What are we taking advantage? Who are we taking advantage of? We might have a job. How do we talk to those on the job? Do we come with pride and want to take everything from those that are under us? How do we treat people? Are we manipulated? Do we form lies and schemes like Jezebel did? I'm here to say to you that the Father in heaven sees what you are doing. Everything that we are doing, we do, is not hidden. God's eye sees it all. If you have been that type of a person and you have been manipulating, collaborating, spreading lies, spreading gossip to bring destruction to another's life, or sometimes we pray, spread lies and gossip and try to bring ministries down, try to bring pastors down, try to bring leaders down, and sometimes we do that in a subtle way. For the Lord is speaking out. Who am I speaking to? The Lord is speaking to someone that is listening this morning and saying, if my people who are called by my name shall seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, humble themselves, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. This is a time of repentance. A time for to ask God for mercy. If you have bitterly walked in sin, if you are doing something that you can't rest, perhaps you said one word that is causing confusion that has come to a person, you have done something secretly, then the Lord sees it. This is a time for you to go into repentance and ask God for mercy. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Have mercy, O Lord, on those that have done evil against their brothers, against their sisters, against the body of Christ, against their workmates, their husbands, their friends, O God. Through evil collaboration, lies, gossip, manipulation, Father God, you know that. So, Father God, we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we pray for those. And we ask for mercy in the name of Jesus. Father God, be merciful unto us. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Your mercies are new every morning. So we ask for mercy this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. It is not enough to ask for mercy. If you have done some of these things, you need to go back to that person and apologize. Perhaps you said something that is causing problems and confusion in that person's life. Perhaps you said something that is stopping the word of God going forth. Maybe you want to, God is calling you to repentance. Father, hallelujah, we bless the Lord this morning. For those of you that do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, he is extending his invitation to you this morning that you may receive him as your Lord and your personal Savior. Jesus loves you unconditionally. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe should not perish, but have an everlasting life. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I bless you and I thank you. I am sorry for every sin I have committed in thought, in word, in deed. Father God, I repent of my sins. And I ask the Lord Jesus to come into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, as I receive you into my heart as my Lord and Savior, the Lord of my life, to do your will in my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins and trespasses. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing me to come into your kingdom, to be your child in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The holy angels are rejoicing because you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior. We bless the Lord for you this morning. Find a Bible-believing church. Read your Bibles. Pray every day. Fellowship with other Christians. Carry a portion of God's word with you. Welcome again into the body of Christ. Before we leave this morning, we're going to do commanding the morning. Hallelujah. Give ear to our words, O Lord. Consider our meditation. Hearken unto the voice of our cry, our King and our God. For unto thee will we pray, our voice shall I hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will we direct our prayer unto thee and will look up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command the morning and the day spring to know its place, to rip up from top to bottom and destroy every invisible barrier of wickedness released from the second heaven that is stopping, blocking, and delaying the release of our blessings that God has ordained for our lives. We command the morning, according to Job 38, 12-13, to smash and destroy every part, every cauldron that has our name and our family's entire bloodline written on it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning to take the axe of God to cut off the heads of every python and evil serpent that has initiated and released commands to program shame, disgrace, and poverty over our lives and into our future in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning, the day spring, the sun, the moon, and the stars to take the holy axe of God to continue to chop up and destroy every threefold cord of mammon, poverty, and fear over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 15:14. God, annihilate them by your Holy Ghost fire, according to Genesis 19:24-27. We command the morning to destroy every power that is used to delay our success, and the day spring to know its place to cancel and destroy every power assigned to stop our success in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the day spring to know its place to frustrate, to shake, and release confusion upon all the works of wickedness of every confederacy, of every pressing, releasing demons and evil spirits sent to delay our blessings. We command the morning to break and release us, to erase, blot out, remove our names with the blood of Jesus Christ from the book of poverty, sickness, death, stagnation, and shame in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning to close every door at the point of entry, to bind and lock up in fetters and chains, every bite on every evil spirit, demon released that has come through our bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the day spring to know its place, to bind up every strong man, every spirit help, every evil spirit guide to spoil the goods according to Mark 3:27, Numbers 14:9, Psalm 68:17. We command the day spring to know its place, to shake out wickedness from the ends of the earth that has been frustrating and hindering our blessings. We command the sun, the moon, the stars to send fire to destroy every curse, every hidden curse, every stubborn curse, every iron-like curse, every juju, release warrior angels with everlasting chains of darkness to bind up every evil, wicked spirit, every demon, every evil angel that has been sent to hinder, stagnate, sabotage, and to paralyze our breakthroughs in our health, prosperity, and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 2:4, Job 14:17, Psalm 103:20, and Matthew 13:41-42. We command the morning according to Job 38:12-13, and the day spring to know its place, to break and return every curse of every sort, level, order, right time, and return it and turn it into a blessing, according to Nehemiah 13:2, 2 Kings 2:20-22. We command the morning to bring healing and restoration to the foundation of our lives. We command the day spring to know its place, to pour out salt from the third heaven, from the throne room of God, to dissolve every curse over our mind, body, spirit, and soul, and bloodline, according to 2 Kings 2:20-22. Lord, open up the heavens, pour out the blessings of the Lord. which maketh rich and added no sorrow. Lord, we repent for any disobedience that have brought blockages in our lives. God, cause the day speak to know its place to bring the healing flood of the heavens into the foundation of our lives. We command the morning to stop, block, reverse, and return every form of exes, vexes, stubborn curses, hidden curses, chants, meditation, sorcery, incantation, conjuration, hoodoo, voodoo, charismatic witchcraft, homemade witchcraft sent at us in the night seasons. God, paralyze. Peter, render every satanic blood purpose, plan, and strategy null and void according to Isaiah 19:46 and Psalm 7:9. God, overturn and return and see every spiritual effect unto the very bowels of the senders in the name of Jesus Christ according to Psalm 109. 17:19, Psalm 79:12, and 1 Kings 2:44. We command the morning, the sun, the moon, and stars to lock up and erase with the blood of Jesus Christ every witchcraft and writing and ordinance of every sort, level, order, rank, time. This has brought stagnation and limitations into our lives according to Isaiah 44:25. We command fire to destroy these invisible barriers in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Jeremiah 49:27. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou our arm every morning, our salvation in a time of trouble. We command the morning to locate and send the Holy Ghost fire from the throne room of God to destroy every satanic altar and every all-stuff altar that is in the second heavens. We command the morning to destroy every curse. Every hidden curse have been planted and programmed on these altars in the heavens. We curse their power, wisdom, and success of every satanic prophecy, chant, thought, meditation, and ritual in the name of Jesus Christ, like Jesus cursed the victory according to Mark 11:14-20. We command the deathspring to know its place and shake wickedness out of the heavens and from the ends of the earth, and God send a blast from the breath of their nostrils, according to Job 4:8-9. We command the morning to reject every iron lurk, like three four curses of sickness, poverty, stagnation, procrastination, backwardness, and stillment as they planted in the heavens, according to Judges 16:12, Nehemiah 13:2, and 2 Kings 2:20-22. We command the morning to release the whirlwind of the Lord and the fierce anger of the Lord, according to Jeremiah 30:22-24, to execute his judgment and the intents of his heart. We command the day, the morning, and the day spring to know its place, to deprogram, cough up, reject, cancel, veto, make null and void all wickedness that was programmed in the heavens over our stars in the night season, and to release the blessings, abundance, grace, and favor, and to release God's blessings, abundance, grace, and favor on our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We command the morning to cause to come down from you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And the Lord will restore to us the years the locusts have eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. My great homage which I send among you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Praise the name of the Lord your God. We command the morning and the day spring to know its place, to locate, uncover, discover, revive, make alive all hidden and buried potentials caused by unforeseen circumstances throughout our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak life to every gift, talent, prophecy, promise that God has ordained by our lives. Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory and honor. We give you the praise for the transition in our lives. According to Genesis 39:2-3, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am, Bread Tabernacle Ministries. If you need to contact us, our number is 301-502-4069, or you can visit our website at www.iamprayers.com. is blessing you. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Jesus' name.
The depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings. All exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, all shook we fall to our knees as we humbly. Lightning bolts and tell them where they should go. On the heavenly storehouses laden with snow. Who imagined the sun and gives thought to its light? Yet confused it to bring us. Of night.
faithful. You should have given up on us, but you still love us, oh God. You are amazing, God. You've seen us messed up over and over again. Each and every individual, we've turned our backs to you, but you still loved us the same. As if we were only born again. You loved us while we were in our mess and while we turned our back to you. That's why you are amazing, Dio. You're worthy, oh God. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You are. Think of words to express how good you are, how big you are. You are amazing, God. I'm gonna sing it one more time. Incomparable, unchangeable. You see the depth of our hearts, and you love us the same. You are amazing, God. Come on, put your hands together if you love them. If you love them. If you love them. I want to introduce to you BRL.